Police in Brazil briefly detained an American Airlines pilot for making an obscene gesture while he was having an ID photo taken. The pilot's gesture has outraged Brazilians and has become the latest incident in the growing tensions between the two countries. NPR's Martin Costi is in Rio de Janeiro. What kind of gesture did the pilot make to get arrested?
Well, Bob, as you may recall, for the past couple of weeks, Brazil has been photographing and fingerprinting Americans who arrive here. This is a retaliation for a new digital fingerprinting and photo system in American airports, which came out of the whole post-September 11th security concerns. But Brazilians have been doing the same thing to Americans arriving here in retaliation, and that's caused long lines. And it appears that this pilot, Dale Robin Hirsch of American Airlines, showed his displeasure with this treatment while posing for his photo. When he held up the ID number for his photo, he made his middle finger quite prominent. That photo was on TV here in a matter of hours, and Brazilians took the gesture very, very personally. Police arrested him, walked him through the public areas of the São Paulo airport, and he was mobbed and jeered.
Maybe he was saying, "We're number one."
I don't think, looking at his expression, that's quite what he meant to say.
Is he still in custody?
No, they released him when he agreed to pay, when he and the airline, it appears now, agreed to pay a $13,000 fine. He and the rest of his flight crew will be free to go home this morning as soon as that check clears, the Brazilians have been quick to point out.
Are the U.S. and Brazilian governments any closer to resolving this dispute over fingerprinting and photos?
It doesn't look like it. The Brazilian public appears to love the fact that Americans are being inconvenienced in this way when they come here, because Brazilians have long resented how hard it is for them to get a visa to visit the United States. And the local president here, President Inácio Lula da Silva, who had been getting a lot of criticism lately for not really being his own man, now he's getting a lot of credit for standing up to the United States. And right now, in the given climate here, it gets him a lot of points. So this may go on for a while.
NPR's Martin Costi in Rio de Janeiro.